Let's start with a confession. I have never been in a book club, so the manner in which books are selected for the group remains a mystery to me. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, University of Baltimore MFA professor and book critic Marian Winnick would like to influence your choices with something new and something old but new, too. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Today we have a couple of books that will give your book club something to talk about. The first is An American Marriage by Tayari Jones, which was one of the first selections of the Oprah Book Club in quite some time. But who needs Oprah's seal of approval when you have the Weekly Reader? An American Marriage is the story of a preppy black couple from Atlanta, Celestial and Roy, who have a run-in with the police while staying at a motel that results in Roy's arrest, conviction, and imprisonment for a rape he almost certainly did not commit. Though one of the questions I've been arguing about with another reader of the book is whether the author left the door open just a hair for the possibility that he did do it. The way the story unfolds, your perception of the situation is constantly in flux, and different people have different sympathies by the end. A feminist perspective gives one answer, while an emphasis on racism gives another. About a third of the book consists of the letters sent back and forth while Roy is in prison, and these reveal old stories and family secrets that change things up again. Wait till you hear what Celestial does to make money. She makes and sells handmade dolls that are a representation of Roy as a baby. These folk art-type dolls take off and make her a celebrity, while Roy's career prospects have disappeared altogether. There's also a third narrator, a guy named Andre. He introduced the couple during their college days and remained their best friend and next-door neighbor. He plays a very complicated role as the story unfolds. When you finish the book, go back and ponder the Claudia Rankine epigraph. What happens to you doesn't belong to you. Only half concerns you. It's not yours. Not yours only. P.S. I listened to the audio, and it's very good. Another important book on the topic of race in America is Barracoon by Zora Neale Hurston. How can there be a new book by Zora Neale, who died in 1960, you may ask? This book is based on a series of interviews with the man who was the last survivor of the slave trade, and Hurston chose to render his speech in patois. That didn't fly with the publisher, and when she refused to redo the book in standard English, it got shoved in a drawer until now. Cujo Lewis was a Yoruba from the town of Bonte who watched his town burned and his relatives killed before he was dragged off and stuck in a barracoon, which was the name for the holding pen the captives were kept in before being put on slave ships. Zora visited Cujo over a three-month period in 1930, bringing peaches, ham, and watermelon to coax out his story, well aware that he was the last person on earth who could recount these experiences firsthand. After his arrival in Alabama, Cujo spent years in slavery, then after the Civil War helped found a settlement near Mobile called Africatown. You'll feel as if you're sitting right there on the porch with the two of them, eating peaches and hearing this unforgettable story.
The books are An American Marriage by Tayari Jones and Barracoon by Zora Neale Hurston. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.